This battle really did not begin 2 years ago. This battle began a long time ago when retailers went to Visa and MasterCard and the financial services industry and said, we need relief. Fees have grown 500% in the past 10 years. In 2009, interchange fees became our second highest expense after labor. 7-Eleven, the largest convenience store chain in the world, in the past 10 years, we made $1.1 billion. We paid $1.05 billion in swipe fees. What's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with a customer coming into my store to grab a cup of coffee, and so many of our customers don't carry cash anymore? They leave their house with a debit card in their pocket. They fill their car up with a debit card. They go to the dry cleaner with a debit card. They go to your stores with debit cards, and they buy a cup of coffee and a newspaper at my store with a debit card. And I really got sick and tired of the first 30, 40 cents of every cup of coffee going to the bank and the first 30, 40 cents of every newspaper going to the bank. And enough was enough. We convinced Capitol Hill that we bailed the banking industry out in 2009 and that we were not going to bail the banking industry out again. We cannot put the money in our pockets and run. We can't give ourselves a pay raise. We need to reinvest that. We need to maintain our credibility. We need to reinvest that money in our communities by hiring more people, by lowering our prices. We need to do the right thing. We've had such a public fight. Everyone here, we need to do the right thing.